Hey, Bill, I just want to pass on to you and your listeners that the telephone scam that visited our area a couple of months back has reappeared, and I've also gotten word from other sheriff's offices in the state of Texas, pretty much the same MO that they've used in the past. They'll call, and in our case, they're using the names of two of our deputies, one a lieutenant, another a livestock unit deputy, in claiming that that there's a warrant out for the person's arrest for not having shown up for jury duty in many cases, and soliciting $300, and have directed them to go and get a prepaid or a debit card, and have either call them back or, in some cases, have actually kept them on the line while they went and got the $300 debit card. So far, no one has fallen for it that we're aware of. They've been contacting the jury folks at the county courthouse, and then, of course, they've been contacting us. So I'd just like for your listeners to know that this is a scam, that we would never, ever do anything like this, and not to fall for it.
And the same thing would apply if we have listeners in surrounding counties if they're getting a similar call.
Absolutely. I think the last time through, we had listeners in Robertson County that were getting the phone calls also.
And is there anything that people who get these calls can do to help y'all try to catch these people?
Well, what I'd ask for them to do is to contact us. Just call the sheriff's office, and we'll take the report. It appears that there is a much larger investigation ongoing into this operation that's not ready to come to a closure. So the Federal Bureau of Investigation is looking at it along with other state agencies in other states. So it's pretty widespread.